for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded.
What else the fuck that motherfucker got over there? Shit, fuck no. Better get me the fuck out of there. Shit. Got me surrounded with that shit.
We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Fucking.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling UPMC, Community Health Choices Service Coordination. This is Sarah on a recorded line. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Shane Dom Kwong from Family First Home Care.
One moment, please. Can I get the spelling of your first name?
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Tell you what. If I'm going to be homeless, so is they.
And the best phone number for you?
267-551-7427. I have there on the line the patient Paul Fritz, and we would like to speak with the case manager.
Okay, can I get your tax ID, please?
822-843-555.
And the participant's date of birth?
Getting ready to get in some shit.
What? What do you need?
The date of birth.
The wrong person.
Date of birth?
Yes.
12-170. 12-170.
And their name?
Paul Fritz.
And address of...
Paul Brian Fritz. Hold on. The address on file is 831 4th Ave, Apartment C, Croydon, PA, 19021.
And the phone number on file, please.
267-665-8393.
Thank you. What is your call in regards to?
He wants to transfer the services to our
company, so
we need to speak to the case manager to send us authorization to Family First.
May I place you on a brief hold, please?
Do you have the case manager? Because I'm in a rush. Do you have the case manager name and number? Or could I request a call back?
Yes, I can check to see if she's available, if you don't mind being on hold for 2 minutes.
Okay, please, yeah.
Ma'am, and I also want to report fraud from my caregiver that I had from you guys. Her name was Sandra Codell.
No,
I want to
she's
report
from the
fraud
insurance.
Oh, she's from the insurance? So I can't report it to her?
You'll call the other company that you
want. Okay, thank you. Yep. So they gave you 10 days, paid you for hotel?
Yeah.
So why you ain't in a hotel? Yeah, it's nothing to play with.
Uh-huh.
It's the problem. Problem.
Huh?
But my doctor, they told me to stay the fuck away from everybody over there because they said that shit contagious.
Well, I ain't got it. I shouldn't say what you said. My children fucked up too, but that's not baby. That's look, I'm clean. Like, this is what's left over from them. They're scars now for my life. Not a medicine work. Medicine work.
But scabies isn't the only thing that's back there.
I've got it.
There's RSV. There's scabies. They're fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need to go get my shots. Because if I'm hanging the fuck over there, I got my shots, but I'm saying I got to make sure I got all my fucking shit, because I don't play that shit.
No, listen.
Uh-uh. stay the fuck away from these motherfuckers. Hell no. Because look, I'm not going to say no name. But a girl last night. What?
No.
A girl last night. I'm not going to say her name. A girl last night tried to tell me this. Look.
Mr. Fritz.
Tried to tell me I'm not worried about it because I've already got checked by my doctor because I went in because I had back pain just the other day. Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
I'm here.
Are you from the insurance company?
No, this is this the patient.
No, no. I think...
I'm on the line, Mr. Fritz, service coordinator.
Are you the service coordinator?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
Nadia.
Sorry, what's your name? Do you have a direct number?
No, the 833 number that you just called.
So can you spell your name, please?
Sure. It's Nancy, N-A-J-A-H.
N-A-J?
A-H.
A-E?
No,
H. H
is in help.
N-A-J-A-H. Okay. So, my name is Shane Gilm Kwong from Family First Home Care. I have in the line Paul Fritz.
How you doing, Mr. Fritz?
Paul, are you here?
Yes.
Yes, so he's
But you can't hear her. You can't hear her. She's mumbling.
Okay, so we're calling. He wants to transfer the services, his home care services.
What's your tax ID?
Our tax ID is 822-843-555.
And Mr. Fritz, is Mr. Fritz, is your caregiver, everything is good to go with his caregiver?
No, he needs a new caregiver. He's requesting a new caregiver.
No. My caregiver that I had from you guys was not doing her job. I haven't been to my doctor's appointments. She's not giving me my meds, and she's trying to throw me out of her of the roof that I'm under. And I'm not going for it. You know what I mean? She's mistreating me, ma'am. I have a pacemaker and a defibrillator in my chest, and she's not taking me to none of my appointments. But she was getting paid. She was getting paid, and she was on vacation. She went to New Jersey and was getting paid from you guys, and she wasn't even doing her job.
Now I'm the service coordinator, so. I wasn't the,
right.
The
he's confused. This is not this is from the insurance, not the agency. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, so you need to report to the other agency. But he's looking for a new caregiver, so
okay.
We can help him with find a caregiver. But we just need the authorization.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to take. What's the date? So the start date.
Well, I authorize everything.
Okay. So the earliest I could get it over with the start date is the 24th.
Okay, that's not a problem. We'll be looking. We'll be in the meantime looking for a new caregiver. How many hours does he have weekly, approved?
Forty
hours.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Before you guys hang up, I wanted to say something to Mr. Fritz. You're coming up on your annual,
okay.
Which means I'll have to come out and to assess you to put authorizations in for the next year. So, Miss, when you get the authorization, it's going to be expiring in October. That's because I have to come out to see him. So can we lock in a date now, Mr. Fritz?
Well, did you have that you were going to come to 213 Hidden Forest to do that assessment?
Let me see. Hold on. What address do we have?
Because if you're going to do an assessment on me, I would need you to come to 213 Hidden Forest. And that's what the problem lies.
213 Hidden Forest?
Hidden Forest. Hidden Forest Court. No, Hidden Forest Court in Fairless Hills, PA. Yes.
And what's your zip code?
That I don't know, ma'am.
I have the zip code.
The lady that's on the line.
19030.
Yeah.
213 Hidden Forest Court, Fairless Hill, PA, 19030. Got it. Okay. So,
yes, ma'am. Okay,
well,
so, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mr. French. I'm listening.
No, I'm listening to you.
I will get locking a date with you. Are you available?
Okay.
The 9th of October, that's on a Thursday.
On the 3rd?
No, October 9th.
As far as I'm concerned, yes.
Okay, are you a morning person?
Yes, I wake up in the morning, yes.
Can we do 9:30?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to call you the day of as well, just to let you know when I'm on my way. But if
thank
you,
you
don't answer,
yes,
make
thank
sure
you,
you
yes.
Or you call me back, because normally if you don't answer, I don't come out, because I don't want to come out and then no one answers the door.
And waste your time, yes. Yes, yes, ma'am, I get that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for the call first, because the way my life is, I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen in October. You know what I mean? So, yes, that would be a good idea.
Okay, no problem. I understand. And if you need to reschedule or make changes, just call me.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. And were you going to say anything else? I'm going to send the authorization over to your new home care agency.
Family first.
Family first.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Anything else I can help you guys with?
No, you could take my number if you have any questions.
No, ma'am, thank you so much. Okay.
Both of you could take my number, okay? Do you have any questions?
Okay.
My number is 267. 551-7427.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Okay,
my name
now
is Shindel.
Shindel,
Shindel.
Okay, hold on. Before Shindel, before you hang up, I'm going to need you to repeat all that to me so I have it for my own information. Okay.
Nadja, anything else you need?
No, I have your text ID number, so I'm getting ready to head over to you now with the
phone. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, Mr. Fitz.
Thank you.